Welcome to this flower essence guided healing meditation with me, Rachel Roberts. Today we will journey with sunflower flower essence. If you have the flower essence with you, I invite you to take 2 drops now to receive that into your being and your body. Make sure that you are comfortable. And I invite you to relax, open and surrender to all that is possible and the highest vibrational healing now. You are safe, you are held and you are loved. May this meditation remind you of your value and your worth. You may want to place your hands upon your belly, or if you're more comfortable, please keep them at your side. Gently close your eyes to bring your journey inward now, opening and marking the sacred space for your highest vibrational healing. Sunflower essence brings an absolute sense of confidence so that you can share your will force and shine your light into the world. This flower essence will help you to live as the person you know you are, 3 to 5, succeed and be seen. And we call her sunflower now into this space, into your space. And let us begin this healing journey by beginning to deepen your breath. Begin to consciously lengthen the in-breath and the out-breath. As you breathe out, sighing out, allowing any noise or breath to release. And to support you in relaxing your mind, body and soul. Nice long deep breaths. And as you breathe in, imagine yourself breathing in sunlight. See and feel the white golden rays directly coming down from the sun and coming in through into your body, breathing them in. Those golden white shimmering beautiful rays, breathing them into your body. Breathing them into your body. With each breath, your body relaxes and opens. And then in your mind's eye, you feel yourself walking along a road. See yourself and feel yourself walking joyfully, perhaps even skipping along a road. Feel your body moving towards something. It is a warm summer's day and you feel the sunlight upon your face and your skin. You bask in the rays and in the joy of being in nature, being in the sun and being free. You feel light. And you continue walking upon this path, upon this road, following it forward until you become lighter and lighter, brighter and brighter. and you see near you a large field full of sunflowers. Sunflowers way beyond where the eye can see. You are surrounded by these sunflowers. This field goes on, and you notice those sunflowers, each individual one, their tall stems, their big green leaves, their beautiful faces of yellow petals, some even orange and red perhaps, and their black seeds in the centre. You walk through into the sunflowers, passing between their large stems, walking down deep into the field. As you go past, you touch the sunflowers. You feel them brushing perhaps up against your face because how tall they are. You may reach out and touch them on purpose, making contact. As you weave your way through the sunflowers, feel them welcoming you, inviting you in. And you keep walking, walking through, just enjoying this moment. No need to go or be or do anything. Just being in this moment, just a joyful exploration. Perhaps remembering your child self that would run and play and hide in the flower fields, allowing her to come forward or him to come forward. Remembering that joy, that freedom, allowing that to be at the surface now, to be your primary feeling, that which guides you forward. Innocent joy and wonder and curiosity. Until eventually you come upon a circular clearing in the middle of the sunflowers. The circular space is surrounded by the sunflowers. It's an open grass area, but the sunflowers surrounding it, protecting it. And you step into this grass clearing. In the centre is a large flat stone, almost like a bed or a platform, but made of a gigantic monolithic stone. And there you see, near to the stone, is the diva or the dryad of sunflower. She welcomes you over. You notice how she looks. Her radiant smile. And she welcomes you over and invites you to lie upon this stone. And so you lay yourself down upon this large stone that acts like a bed beneath you, and you notice how warm it is, how the sun has warmed it for you. And her hands gently touch your arm so that you are reassured and can relax. She is here to offer you sunflower healing, and she willingly does so as an act of unconditional love and friendship. And so relax and receive, be open now to her healing as she takes a sunflower and begins to place petals upon your body. Each of these large yellow petals covers a wound or a scratch, a sore. And each of these wounds or scratches relates to a time when you or someone else made yourself small, wrong, or when you felt insignificant or unworthy. And as she places a sunflower petal on each, an image or feeling may come up. She may be placing many small petals, or perhaps there is one large petal on a particular area of your body. Just trust and have allowance. No judgments, no conditions. You're not here to work this out, you're here to receive. So as she places each sunflower petal, it is for a particular time when you forgot your value, when you felt unworthy of love, devotion, celebration or attention, any time you felt limited or judged by yourself or others. As she gently places a large petal upon those wounds, it brings the feelings and experiences to the surface, allows them to be seen without shame, no shame, just having full allowance. Whatever comes forth now is meant to be, is meant to be seen, is meant to be felt, so it can be transformed and transmuted. So have full allowance for yourself, allow yourself to receive and to offer up that which needs to be healed. And just feel it leaving your body, releasing. As the sunflower petals take in all into their bright yellow cells, she places these petals like a salve upon the wounds. Receive their healing. You do not need to know how, why, or when. Just know that it is being healed. Breathe into these places wherever the sunflower petals are. Open to the healing. And feel each place, each wound, each feeling. Feel it glowing brighter and brighter, white and golden light, filling it up. You may even see the wound healing or disappearing. Feel it perhaps evaporating up into the sunlight. Perhaps it leaves a symbol upon your skin, a lesson or a sign that you can take forward with you. Perhaps it turns into a gem, some gem of wisdom, perhaps. But you feel and see each petal glow until it is time to remove each petal. When it is done and when it is ready, sunflower removes the petal. And know that what was needed right now has been done. It is done, it is done, it is done, it is done. You may need to come again, or you may want to come again, but for now it is done. And so she takes 3 sunflower seeds, and with her finger she places them in your mouth, upon your lips. And you take into yourself 1 seed for confidence, 1 seed for trust, and 1 seed for freedom. May these seeds grow within you. She places her hands upon your heart and your belly, and she offers you her blessing. May these seeds grow within you. May they grow strong and thrive as you do also. And feel them sink down into your body, and know that new beginnings and flowers have been seeded from the compost of all that has been released, healed, and dissolved. These seeds will grow within you. But like any seeds, they need to be nurtured. They need to be watered. They need your loving attention and devotion. To make a promise to yourself now that you will tend to self with the most loving devotion, reverence, allowance, trust. That you will try, that you will try your best, because that is enough. That is all that is needed for you just to show up for you, to believe in you. And as Sunflower offers her blessing, and so it comes of her support and her guidance on your forward path, she invites you to come back anytime you need her healing or need a boost of confidence or trust in self. She is always here, always waiting. And so you rise up from the stone. All the sunflowers in the field turn to face you. Those millions of sunflowers turn to face you. And from their heads they glow upon spotlights. They glow spotlights of light and gold, for you are shining so bright that you glow. Spotlights upon spotlights, hundreds of thousands, millions of sunflowers all glowing and sharing their light with you, on you, till you are shining so bright that you glow, filling, expanding your light. They see you, they celebrate you, they are cheering you on. They see your magnificence, your uniqueness. And the sunflower diva, she applauds. She is applauding and clapping for you. This is your time, your adoration, so bask in it. Bask in it. There is no judgment, I said no shame. Just for this moment, just give yourself this moment to bask in the adoration of Mother Nature. You are her child. You are her creation, made of her dust and her light and her water, and she sees your beauty. She sees how wonderful you are, and she wants you to see it too, and so she basks upon you all of this light, all of this celebration. And for you to receive it is an act of love for her, an acknowledgement of all the ways that you are her. And also a way to choose yourself. To choose your worth. To choose this moment as yours. To choose this body as yours. This path, this life as yours. And so with this light glowing upon you, all of the sunflowers celebrating you, honouring you, and with Sunflower Diva Dryad supporting you, I invite you to affirm, whether within yourself or out loud, these words, this sunflower affirmation. I, and say your name, I am powerful. I am radiant. I am free. I confidently shine my light into the world. I trust it will not be dimmed. It is safe for me to be seen. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is, and so you are, beloved one, and so you are. And so Sunflower Diva kisses you on both cheeks, and then she gently encourages you to make your way back out from the clearing, with the invitation that you may return any time that you need or wish. But back now, out from that clearing, back through the sunflowers, walking back, brushing past them again, weaving that path back through until you find yourself leaving the sunflower fields and back up onto the road. Back up onto the road and taking those steps backward now. Those steps that brought you here, following them back as they bring you back into your body. Finding yourself coming fully back into your body. Taking a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth as you breathe out through your mouth. Releasing that breath. Releasing that breath. Just take a few moments now just to be in stillness and silence, just to really be present to all that was felt and seen and heard. Know that this moment, this time, this space has been for you and for receiving sunflower healing. And so it is, and so it is done. Deep breaths. Continue in this moment for a while, just gentleness, openness, relaxation, no need to rush, just be in your body. And then when you are ready, you can begin to circle your hands and your feet or stretch your body, reaching your body in any way that you need to. Perhaps you want to wiggle your hips or roll your shoulders. Just becoming aware again of the room around you, what's beneath your hips and your legs, the four corners of the wall. Any noises or sounds around you, perhaps the sound of your breath. And then if you want to, you can open your eyes again, but you can keep them closed if you wish for longer. If they are open, just taking in all that is around you. Still with that openness to all the possibility and potential of you. I celebrate you. I honour you. Wonderful you. Sending you so much love and many, many blessings now as you continue forward with Sunflower Essence as your ally and your guide. May her blessing shower upon you as yellow petals. Just a reminder that you may want to journal anything that you have felt or seen on this journey. Perhaps keep it in a diary somewhere safe and close, and do so now before these thoughts and this journey travels and moves up into the ethers. Become aware of the next few days of anything that comes forward, any feelings and thoughts or memories. Become aware of your newfound confidence and courage. Be curious as you navigate the path onward with this, with trust and freedom. Know that it is a path, it is a journey, one that you are fully capable of being on and actualizing. Just sending you so much love. Please do get in touch if there's anything you would like to share with me. So much love and many, many blessings as we finish now. Blessed be, blessed be, blessed be.